College English Test, Band 4.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example, you will hear, "Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place?
You will read A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they have to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose answer A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
Question 1. Excuse me, sir. You are not supposed to be here. This area is for airport staff only.
I'm sorry. I didn't notice the sign.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 2. If I buy some plants for the house, will you water them for me while I'm away?
Sure I will, if you water mine while I'm on vacation.
What will the man do for the woman? Question 3. Excuse me, Professor Hill. May I ask you a few questions?
Yes, of course. But I'm sorry I have a class at 10. Why don't you come in my office hours? That's 4 to 5 p.m. Monday, Thursday, and Friday.
Why can't Professor Hill answer her questions now?
Question 4. I don't feel like going out. Why don't we just stay home and watch TV instead?
Come on. You promised to take me out for dinner and to the theater on my birthday.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 5. I'm thinking of taking 5 courses next semester.
Wouldn't 4 be wiser?
What does the man mean? Question 6. I want to ask the Johnsons to come to the party. Do you know their address?
No, but I'd like them to come. I think Tom can give you their address.
What is the woman going to do?
Question 7. Is Jane looking forward to going home for the summer?
She is counting the days.
What does the woman imply?
Question 8. I think I'll take the half-day tour of the city.
Why not the whole day?
What does the man suggest?
Question 9. This is a one-way street. Didn't you see the sign?
Sorry, I didn't.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 10. I ought to call Joan and tell her about the reception this evening.
Why bother? You'll see her at lunch.
What does the man mean?
Section B. Direction. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. We use all sorts of services without thinking how we get them. But such services cost money. We pay for them through taxes. What would happen if everyone in a city stopped paying taxes? The water supply would stop. The streets might not be cleaned. There would be no police force to protect people and property. The chief duty of every government is to protect persons and property. More than 3/4 of the money spent by our government is used for this purpose. The next largest amount of public money goes to teach and train our citizens. Billions of dollars each year are spent on schools and libraries. Public money is used to pay the teachers and other public officials. Years ago, the government made money from the sale of public lands. But most of the best public lands have now been sold. The money raised was used to help pay the costs of government. There are still some public lands that contain oil, coal, gas, and other natural products. They could be sold, but we want to save them for future years. So we all must pay our share for the services that make our lives comfortable.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 11. What's the chief duty of every government? Question 12. How did the government raise money in the past? Question 13. What is the passage mainly about? Passage 2. When I was at school, my ambition was to be a pilot in the Air Force, but my eyesight wasn't good enough, so I had to give up that idea. I went to university and studied physics. I wanted to stay on there and do research, but my father died about that time, so I thought I had better get a job and earn my living. I started working in an engineering firm. I expected to stay in that job for a long time, but then they appointed a new managing director. I didn't get on with him, so I resigned and applied for a job with another engineering company. I would certainly have accepted the job if they had offered it to me, but on my way to the interview, I met a friend who was working for a travel agency. He offered me a job in Spain, and I've always liked Spain, so I took it. I worked in the travel agency for 2 years, and then they wanted to send me to South America. But I had just got married, so I decided to stay here. Then we had a baby, and I wasn't earning enough to support the family. So I started giving English lessons at a school in the evenings. I liked English teaching more than working for the travel agency, and then the owner of the school offered me a full-time job as a teacher, so I resigned from the agency. 2 years later, the owner of the school wanted to retire, so he asked me to take over as the director. And here I am.
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 14. Why did the man give up studying physics? Question 15. Why did the man resign from the engineering firm? Question 16. Why did the man take the job at the travel agency? Question 17. Why did the man start to teach English part-time? Passage 3. Columbus sailed from Spain in September 1492, looking for gold. Native Americans greeted him, offering gifts of corn. Columbus found little gold on that trip, but he collected many plants, including corn, to bring back to Spain. Columbus didn't know it, but the corn was much more valuable than gold. Farmers from Europe to Asia accepted it immediately. They grew it on cold mountainsides and in tropical forests. Today it feeds millions of people all over the world. On his second trip, Columbus brought back a few chocolate beans to make chocolate. Europeans and Asians loved this new drink, and soon they were paying a great deal of money for the beans. Chocolate beans became so valuable in Central America that they were used as cash for 200 years. Tomatoes and potatoes took some time to become popular. Eventually, however, they became the basis of a lot of popular foods. It's hard to imagine life without fried potatoes or chocolate. Thanks to Native American cultures, many people are able to enjoy lots of tasty food.
Questions 18 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 18. Why is corn feeding millions of people today? Question 19. What did Columbus bring back on his second trip? Question 20. What was the result of Columbus's two trips to America? This is the end of listening comprehension.